بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا لقي أحدكم أخاه فليسلم عليه، فإن حالت بينهما شجرة أو جدار أو حجر ثم لقيه فليسلم عليه. رواه أبو داود. Brief chapter which we already began the discussion, the desirability of repeating salam to that person who you meet repeatedly, even though the gap between the meetings may be minimal. First hadith we discussed was that sahabi who was erring in his salah. The second hadith Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions, this hadith, whilst the first hadith, Imam Nawawi inferred from that. The sahabi went up and down, and each time that he made the two rakat salah, he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is quite clearly enunciated by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any one of you has to meet his brother, he should make salam to him. Salam haqqul muslim alal muslim. That's the right that that person has over you, that makes salam. فَإِنْ حَالَتْ بَيْنَهُمَا شَجَرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you just met the person, and after that, between you and him, a tree came. O jidar, or a wall, or hajar, or a stone, in other words, a large stone. From the example of tree and wall, we can deduce that the stone that is referred to is a large stone. In other words, something that obstructs your him, then something came between you and him, as a result of which you couldn't see him. Then you saw him immediately after that again. ثُمَّ لَقِيَهُ. Then you met him again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلْيُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. Make salam again to that person. As we mentioned, salam is ibadat. Supplication is dua. It's a pact of love. So more regularly, the more benefit and reward. Now, if you take the same hadith and put it in normal practical situations, for example, you have some mehman and some guests at home. You serve them one round of food. Maybe you left the bread or the curry or tarkari or whatever it was. Then you went back to go and collect some more food. So the first time, when you met them, you served them, you made salam to them. You went back to fetch some more food. Obviously, whilst the person is eating, we should not disturb them by making salam. But let's assume they hadn't started eating yet. You were going up and down bringing the food. Each time you went to fetch food, from this hadith we learn, you should be making salam to them again. And like that, there can be many instances which require you to meet people over and over again. You're coming up and down. In other words, like you're serving them, sometimes call people for tea, sometimes in the masjid, somebody gets up, goes to the wuzukana, comes back. Each time we learn that make salam. Make salam common. This hadith is there. Afshus salam abaynakum. Ifshaus salam. Salam should be, it's part, it's a shiar, it's a symbol of Islam. It's a way of life for Muslims. Salam should be on our tongues. Meet anybody, straight away make salam. Babu istahbab is salam idha dakhala baytahu. Very, very important chapter Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings as to our daily life. Particularly today we find that many, many homes, the complaint is coming that there isn't chain, there isn't sukoon, there isn't peace. Now we learned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one very great benefit of salam, tried and tested. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter Jannah till you don't have Iman, and you cannot have Iman till you don't tahabbu, till there is no muhabbat. Now, today, very commonly, we hear this complaint. Marriages are breaking, there isn't sukoon, chain, peace in the home, there isn't muhabbat, there isn't that love, there isn't that spark in the relationship between husband and wife. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, gave us one nabawi prescription. You want to create muhabbat, make salam. So Imam Nawawi brings this chapter, the desirability of salam when you enter your home. Very, very important sunnah this is. When you enter the house, make salam. And this is not just a sunnah, this is imperative. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala. This verse of the Quran, we discussed it previously, so we're not going to go into details, but he has mentioned it here. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. What a beautiful manner the Quran emphasizes this injunction and command. First thing, as we mentioned it previously, like I said, we're not going to go into detail, but look at the beauty of the Quran. Allah says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا, when you enter your homes, Sallimu ala anfusikum. Now, literal translation of this verse is Allah says, make salam to yourself. Sallimu ala anfusikum. Technically, this is incorrect. You don't make salam to yourself. You make salam to the next person. Particularly, if Allah is saying you're entering your house, or any house, who are you going to make salam to? You're going to make salam to the residents of that household. So the Quran should have said, make salam ala ahliha, sallimu ala ahliha, make salam to the residents of the household. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, sallimu ala anfusikum, make salam to yourself. Many great wisdoms and hikmats, the mufassireen, the commentators of the Quran have deduced from this type of expression. Why does Allah say, make salam to yourself? First thing, sallimu ala anfusikum. When Allah Ta'ala speaks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, in order to denote for us the great love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, the great connection that he had with his ummah, laqad ja'akum rasulun. Allah Ta'ala says, a messenger has come. A Rasul has come to you. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُول. But مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, from amongst yourselves. From amongst yourselves. Then the moment a person hears that, from amongst yourself, and somebody is from you, automatically it creates a connection and a bond. He is from you. He shares your pain. He shares your joy. He loves you. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. The Quran goes on, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ Harisun alaykum, whatever hurts you hurts him. He is desirous for your hidayat. He is, finishes himself for you. Bil mu'minina raufur rahim. He is rauf and rahim for his ummah. All this is linked to anfusikum. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. So, fa'idha dakhaltum buyutan fasallimu ala anfusikum. Make salam to yourself. In other words, this carries connotation of love. Second thing, what happens when you make salam? You are giving dua. But the person who you gave the dua to is required to reciprocate that. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. So he's going to make dua for you. So when you make the dua and the person makes dua back for you, in fact, you initiated the situation where somebody made dua for you. What does Allah say? When you enter the home, make salam on yourself. In other words, because that salam that you make eventually is going to result in salam coming back to you. So, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Like that, we discussed this verse previously. There are many other great benefits that are kept in this type of expression, where instead of فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, make salam on the residents of the home, Allah is saying, make salam on yourself. This greatly emphasizes this injunction of Allah Ta'ala. And then the Quran does not stop at that. Allah Ta'ala says, تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. The salam that you're going to make is tahiyya. It is a form of greeting and it is a form of dua that you didn't think up. مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This comes from Allah. Allah gave you this. And then Quran doesn't stop there. Allah says, Mubarakah. This is an act of barakah. In other words, If you want barakat in your home, make salam. If you want barakat in your home, make salam. If you want muhabbat in the home, make salam. If you want jor, unity in the home, make salam. And then, tayyiba. Allah says this is pure, this is tayyib. When you tell somebody something is paak, it's pure. So, salam is a means of purity coming into a home. All this directly from the Quran we learn. So how is it possible today that people are entering their homes and they don't make salam? Very, very important. We cannot possibly overstress this. This is an injunction of the Quran also, and it's a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha describes Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this, it's not directly mentioned, but when you make salam, you are greeting somebody. How are you supposed to greet somebody? With a sour face? Or with a harsh temperament? No. When you make salam, naturally when you greet somebody, you require to smile. And you require to be affable. You require to be gentle. You require to be approachable. That is why our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, which describes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would enter the house, what she said? Kana dhahakan basaman. Kana dhahakan, not dhahikan. Dhahikan means somebody who is laughing. Dhahakan, chirpy. Basaman, smiling. Not basaman, with emphasis. Chirpy, smiling, gentle, approachable, in a happy way. So this is how, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, for you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful namuna, qudwa, role model. So when you enter your homes, Quran is teaching you, hadith is teaching you. Enter smiling. Make salam. Previously, you were not in the habit of this. Maybe the masturar might get a heart attack or to get a shock. First time this man is smiling, he's making salam, he's entering. Because normally, many of us, we think that taqwa, piety is to rule the house with iron fist and to enter sternly and have a stern look on your face. That is, that we don't learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn, leave all your worries, your depressions, your arguments, everything, leave it outside the house. When you enter the house, you must be chirpy, you must be happy, you must be affable, you must be gentle, you must be approachable. And start with smile and salam. Whether it's the children, whether it's your elderly parents, family members, whoever it is, smile and salam. Very, very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And an injunction of the Quran. So from today, this is something that we should start straight away. And one is, house is your bait. Allah's masjid is also your bait. In the awwala bait, Allah says, when Allah refers to the masjid, Allah uses the word bait. So when you enter the masjid also, make salam. First step when you enter the masjid, obviously if you haven't come in contact with anybody directly, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. These are important sunnahs that unfortunately have come out of our lives. So we should start learning these sunnahs. One is you read the dua when you enter the masjid, send salawat, but also this, make salam. When you enter the masjid, make salam. You enter a public building, make salam. Enter your house, smile and make salam. Allah give us tawfiq.